Welcome to Multilingual Montessori, a podcast where we discuss multilingualism, multiculturalism, and raising children from a Montessori perspective. I'm Gabrielle Kutkov, an AMI Montessori guide and TESOL instructor with a master's in child studies, and I'm the founder of the Multilingual Montessori website and Instagram account. Today I'm back with another Frequently Asked Questions episode, a quick bite-sized episode focusing on one frequently asked question about language acquisition, Montessori language development principles, or multilingualism. I alternate these episodes with the longer form interviews with parents, educators, and experts in their fields on topics relating to Montessori and multilingualism that you're already familiar with if you're a longtime listener. If you have a question about anything related to Montessori and multilingualism that you'd like me to answer on one of these episodes, you can send me a message on Instagram. I'm at multilingual.montessori, or you can email me at info@multilingualmontessori.org. You can also submit a voice message through the link in the show notes, and you might hear your voice on a future episode. These are the perfect episodes to share with a friend, so if you found today's episode interesting, please pass it along to someone who you think would enjoy it as well. And if you have a more personalized question about your own family's approach to multilingualism from a Montessori perspective, you can check out my consultation options. You'll find a link to those in the show notes as well. Okay, let's get into today's frequently asked question. Today's question is from a listener. Christina submitted this question on Instagram. She wrote, "Hi, I recently came across your podcast and have found it super useful. I know that you sometimes do an answer to your questions episode, so wanted to reach out with a question of mine in case it ever makes its way into the podcast. We're a multilingual family where parents don't speak the same native language and the language of the environment is a third one. So our child is essentially exposed to four languages. Mom's language is Slovenian, dad's is Portuguese, the environment language is Dutch, and English is what mom and dad speak to each other. Our daughter is almost two, and it's crazy impressive to observe how she understands and starts to speak words and make sentences in all these languages. Now we started noticing how she sometimes corrects us, seemingly conveying that one way of saying something is the correct one. For example, her father says that her toy bear goes to sleep, dormir in Portuguese, and she would say no, no, slapen, which is sleep in Dutch. I would love to know what the best way to react is. For now, we just say something like, yes, indeed, dad just says X and mom says Y for the same thing. Both are correct. Many thanks, and also thanks for all the useful content that you create." Well, thank you so much for this question, Christina. I love getting listener questions, and I think this is a really interesting one to tackle. Right now, your daughter is developing an awareness of each of her languages, and an understanding that not everyone in her world speaks all of these languages. Very early on, children understand who speaks what language, and by the age of two, they can understand that there are mommy words versus daddy words or whoever their caretakers are, and they may express this knowledge in a way that can often feel like a correction in order to confirm their understanding and maybe even play with and test out their knowledge. This understanding that your daughter is developing is called metalinguistic awareness, the awareness of the linguistic aspects of her world, and an ability to think and talk about aspects of language. In Montessori contexts, we often think about metalinguistic awareness happening for the most part in the second plane of development, between ages 6 and 12, because that's when children can talk about aspects of language like grammar and syntax, etc. However, children in the first plane of development gain a metalinguistic awareness of aspects such as rhyming and the beginning, middle, and ending sounds of a word, and they really enjoy playing with language and experimenting with language. They also develop the awareness that not everyone speaks the same language. And a bilingual or multilingual child will develop the awareness that they speak multiple languages and that not everyone in their world speaks those languages. So they may experiment with translating words or incorporating words from multiple languages into the same phrase, or they may experiment with purposely not speaking a particular language, even if they know to identify a particular person with a particular language. They may also experiment with switching back and forth between languages, which is a concept formerly known as code switching, and now it's beginning to be more commonly known as translanguaging. So this is not quite what the listener's question was asking, but since it's related, I wanted to touch on it as well. The process of mixing languages or going between languages, translanguaging, is very normal. And in fact, in many communities, translanguaging is commonplace for people of all ages. And sometimes a type of third language emerges in those communities. And children learn very quickly who they can switch languages with and who will not understand them, and they'll follow the linguistic patterns that they absorb from their environment. Sometimes children will switch between languages to make sure they're understood, especially if they're not sure yet which language the person they're speaking to understands. And translanguaging can also be helpful for bilingual and multilingual children when they're older and maybe they're learning an additional language, and their language skills in all of their languages will support further language learning and development. People often say that once you know more than one language, then it's easier to learn another language. So multilingualism begets multilingualism. One thing that I want to remind everyone of, which you may have heard me say before, is that when we talk about children's vocabulary and whether a bilingual or a multilingual child is, quote, on track with their language development, we have to look at all the words a child speaks in all of their languages. Each of these words, even if they have the same meaning, counts as a separate word because they have an awareness of that word existing in different languages. So for example, if a multilingual child can say milk in English, latte in Italian, and leche in Spanish, that counts as three words that they know, not just one. Another point I want to touch on is that multilingual children might appear at first glance to have a more limited vocabulary than their monolingual peers, but in reality, they most often speak the same number of words spread across their multiple languages. For example, a monolingual 18-month-old typically says approximately 50 words. A bilingual 18-month-old might say 20 words in one language and 30 in another. Their vocabulary development falls within the normal range for their age, but it might seem like they're speaking less than their monolingual peers if we only look at one language that they're speaking. But in fact, their vocabulary is spread across two languages. Another topic I want to touch on that is related to this topic of switching between languages is that bilingual and multilingual children don't need to know the same words in both languages. They often will learn many of the same words, but they don't have to have identical vocabularies, and they're not behind if they don't have identical vocabularies in both or all of their languages. The linguist François Grosjean found that bilingual children tend to acquire and use their languages differently, in different contexts, for different purposes, and with different people. And he called this the complementarity principle. Bilingual and multilingual people essentially develop complementary vocabularies, meaning that they distribute the words that they know across the languages that they speak, depending on the context and the need for those words. For example, a bilingual child who speaks Spanish at home and English at school might have the same school words as their monolingual English-speaking peers, but they might have different home words that are available to them in English because they speak Spanish at home and have learned those words only in Spanish. And adults do this too. Sometimes people become more fluent in a language that they learned as an adult in a specific context. For example, a Swedish scientist who learned scientific vocabulary in English might not have the words to describe their work adequately in Swedish, even though that's their first language because English is their professional language. Or a Mandarin speaker who moves to an English-speaking country as a child might only know familial words that a child would say to a parent in Mandarin, and they might have a professional and academic vocabulary only in English where they learned those words. So it's helpful to keep in mind that bilingual and multilingual children and adults aren't behind if their languages aren't perfectly balanced or if they don't have the same vocabulary in both or all of their languages. Instead, their vocabularies tend to be diversified, reflecting the words that they need in different settings. Basically, we learn the words that we need. So again, this is not quite the same thing as the listener's question, but I think it's important to keep in mind when we discuss children switching between languages and having multiple vocabularies to draw from. And the last thing I want to touch on is that children at this age, around the age of 2, go through a stage that Maria Montessori called the crisis of self-affirmation. This is when children develop an awareness of themselves as an individual and begin to trust in their own abilities and exercise their will. This can manifest in ways that might seem defiant or oppositional, such as a child correcting someone or willfully disagreeing, but it's an important developmental stage where the child begins to see themselves as an individual person, not an extension of a parent, and needs to find ways to express this. So I want to read a quote from Silvana Montanaro, who was an AMI Montessori teacher trainer and author, and she wrote in her book, Understanding the Human Being, that behind the child's no is a desire to be recognized as a person. So back to the listener's question, I think that a neutral way to respond would be to say something like you suggested, something like, yes, that's how dad says it, or yes, that's what mom says in Slovenian. And maybe you might even play around with other ways to say a word. You might ask her, oh, how would you say that in English? Or how would you say that in Dutch? And you're helping her develop her metalinguistic awareness and helping her to reaffirm the knowledge that she already has, that there are different words in different languages that she can use with different people and in different contexts. So thank you again to Christina for this wonderful question. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized, frequently asked questions episode. Stay tuned for more, and please submit your questions to me on Instagram, over email, or as a voice message. You'll find links to all of those in the show notes. I'll be back soon with another interview about raising multilingual children from a Montessori perspective. In the meantime, be sure to rate, review, subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Do it right now while you're thinking of it, and share the episode with a friend who you think might enjoy it as well. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.